B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. It's time for you to sound off.
You gotta be failing me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705. Expecting this sound off to be all Phillies, huh? That's where we're over the Sixers. Because they got Matisse.
I think it's going to be mixed in, but it's mostly Phillies.
What movie is Matisse in? There's a character named Matisse.
Well, he's the artist, Matisse.
Yeah, but there's a character in a movie called Matisse.
Somebody pointed it out on Friday, and I forget what movie it was. Yeah, I forget what it was. Yeah, on social media, stuff was rolling. Somebody mentioned it, and I forgot.
Like a political scandal movie of some sort. I can't remember what it is. All right, anyway, it's time for Sound Off. Let's see what we got.
This guy manages his lineup like a machine. Now, the machine gives him numbers that tells him his players can't hit curveballs. So what does Gabe do? He gets a curveball machine. That's the problem with Gabe Kapler. He does not manage baseball players.
What? Where did they get the? They borrow it from Interboro High School or something like that? Like, where'd they get it? I didn't even know they had one.
Gabe says we're not going to quit on any player. Well, guess what? They quit on him last year, August, this year, June. Gabe says you can't compare. It's a different team. Well, he's the constant.
I don't know if baseball players quit on a manager. Maybe their mental framework isn't good. But it's such an individual sport. It's hard to like carry that over. They're still trying to get a hit. Like, if you go to a bar, yeah, I quit on my manager, and your average goes to 205, who gets the heat? You do, right? So I don't know if it's possible to quit on a manager.
I'm trying to understand this whole organization. They really haven't drafted very well. And then when the story came out a few years ago that they were one of the cheapest organizations when it came to paying their managers and coaching staff in the minor league, it's why you don't develop talent.
I didn't realize that was still true, that their managers and coaches are... Like when Davey Lopes revealed that he was underpaid, that was a long time ago. I don't think they're underpaid now.
The coaches?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's not like teachers in school districts pay, wealthier school districts pay more for teachers. I don't think that's the guy. I think the Phillies are all right. They're a wealthier organization now.
I'm just wondering, is it time yet? Is it time to get rid of this moron? What an embarrassment. First thing, you get swept by the Marlins. Second thing, Segura craps in his face twice. Next day he's in the lineup. I want him out.
Yeah, well, Gabe is going to be here for the rest of the year. That was announced today by Matt Klempak. All right, my buddy Darren DeGitano, who does some shifts here, it was the Pelican brief.
Yes, there it is.
Matisse was the guy behind the assassination of the Supreme Court justices.
There it is.
Is that Sandra Bullock? Right?
No, that's Julia Roberts.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Swept by the Marlins? Unbelievable. And no playoffs? Well, you know what? No playoffs, no Kapler no more. All I got to say, goodbye, Kapler.
Oh, won't see him no more.
Well, you're going to see him for the rest of the year at least. Get used to it.
Another young girl got hit with a foul ball down the left field line. If Major League Baseball isn't smart enough to do something about this, the cities these stadiums in should pass ordinances demanding these fences, these screens down the left field lines, the same way they can demand a residential neighborhood how big their fence can be.
Huh.
They're probably not going to have to. White Sox next year, the Nationals, while you were gone, announced that they are going to extend it all the way during the All-Star break.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I think it's just, it's going to take care of itself. You're not going to need cities to step in.
I think they heard our show
Nationals. They were playing the Nationals.
Yeah, they were.
And people were listening. And they, the Mike Miss show is powerful.
I hope the polls are clear.
Yes.
You know, the Phillies' one strength is Hector Neris right now. So I'm thinking the teams in the division might want to invest in that split finger machine. You think, right? What a great idea. Anybody want to join me in the split finger machine? We can sell that all over the place.
So they can see.
Exactly.
Well, it's Monday morning. Thought I'd wake up to something good. I didn't. Mr. Numbers is still the manager. I'd love to know how. 2 years in a row, two catastrophic meltdowns, and this goof is still the manager.
This goof. Well, it's not at the point of catastrophic meltdown yet, because it's still June. It's like, you know, it wasn't like the August meltdown was the August meltdown last year. But they can still recover. Like, this is a major series for them tonight. If they can't beat Steven Matz tonight with this all right-handed lineup, then they really got some trouble, because he got cuffed in his last start.
Hey, I heard after Gabe Kapler brings in the curveball machine after 80 pitches, he's going to bring in the forkball machine, and then after 40 pitches, bring in the three-seam fastball machine. Very interesting, Gabe.
See, Dave was in my wavelength. I hadn't even heard that. He was channeling me. Yeah, the three-finger, there's no such thing as a three-finger fastball machine. Like the two-seam fastball machine.
Yeah, and the forkball machine would be awesome.
The forkball machine is akin to the split-finger fastball machine.
Hey, McPhail, Klentik, take your analytics and your other bull and go back to Baltimore and take that bum Kapler with you.
He called earlier today. This guy got called earlier today. He must have been an Oriole fan.
Yeah, he knows all about it.
He didn't like the fact that McPhail destroyed the Orioles, according to him.
How exactly did the Phillies ruin Mikel Franco? Franco played himself out of the position. Everyone else was fooled in the beginning of the year because he was hitting home runs. And then the next thing you know, the front foot is pulling off the ball.
Well, no, you're not wrong. He hasn't held up his end of the bargain, but they killed him because he's the only guy they punish. They constantly jerk him out of the lineup, and they don't have a better alternative. If they had a better alternative, they're playing Sean Rodriguez ahead of him. Well, you're killing the guy. Doubleheader, he can't get a start. Come on.
So let's review the last time we promised someone we would draft them. Talk about the Sixers. If they promised them they would draft them, was Larry Hughes instead of Paul Pierce. Mm-hmm. How did that work out?
No, you can't compare the situations, but you're right about the precedent of that. They promised Matisse Thybulle that they would take him because they liked his skills. Like, if they fell in love with his skills, they didn't even work him out. They liked his skills. They saw enough of him in the 4 years that they trusted their opinion of him. I, however, am a little leery of that opinion. You got to score more than 9 points a game for your career in that league. Come on, son. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are you?
Because I don't like
Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound dog gets on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.